Laura, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much, Amber. Pleasure to be here.
I'm delighted to have you. So to start off, I suppose a lot of our listeners will be very familiar with CSG, but just remind us where you're based and what you offer.
So CSG is an accounting firm based here in Tralee and also in Killarney. We have 70 staff overall and we provide a broad range of services from to sole traders to large corporate groups. We've audit, tax advisory. So really it's all the services in-house, kind of partnering with our clients as they grow.
Fantastic. And we're going to be talking about wills today and what people need to consider in terms of writing one up and preparing, I suppose, for that part of their life. So Laura, research that you have given me has shown that 2/3 of Irish adults don't actually have a will. That to me sounded quite surprising. It sounded quite a high statistic. Am I right?
Yeah, it is a high statistic, Amber, and it is an average statistic. So obviously it's higher with the younger age group. And as people get older and life events and having a family or buying a house, and as I suppose the bones start creaking a bit more, wills become more front and centre. But it's such an important document. It's one of the most important legal documents that are out there. It provides clarity to family members, and I suppose communication is always key in any type of situation like this. So a will is just, so it's so important for a family to have.
It certainly is. And you mentioned it there that it is a hugely important document to have as well. Is there a reason maybe why people might be putting off writing one? Is it the thought, I suppose, of the future and maybe not being here anymore?
Yeah, so it's an uncomfortable topic. No one wants to think about death, but I suppose it's something that it has to be thought about. And why are you thinking about it? You're thinking about it for your loved ones, and you don't want to leave a grieving family in a situation where there's lots of uncertainty and time delays because there's no will in place. And just, yeah, the last thing a family wants is disputes or anything like that. So that having a will in place that guides your loved ones as to your wishes and how you want your assets distributed, or, you know, children looked after, anything like that. It's so important from a legal perspective. I know I'm here to talk about tax, and that's just one small piece of the puzzle, an important piece, but it's suppose the will, it's the overall picture, and that's why it is so important for adults to have one in place.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you kind of touched on a couple of them there, but not having a will, it can have serious implications as well for family members that are left behind following the death of a loved one. So would you explain to us, I suppose, maybe what some of those implications might be and the impact maybe, Laura, that they might have on the family members?
Yeah. So if you pass away without a will, you die intestate, and your estate then would be distributed in line with succession rules. So 2/3 of your estate would go to your spouse, and the other 1/3 would be split equally between your children. The rules differ if you're not married or if you don't have children, there's different percentages. But I suppose it can lead to unintended consequences, Amber, as to how you want your assets distributed. And it leads to a situation where you could have lots of people owning one asset, which may not work in every situation.
Absolutely, that makes perfect sense. I suppose before we get into the tax, I suppose, side of things, just one more question, I suppose, in terms of just the general making of a will as well, Laura. What's the first port of call for someone that maybe doesn't have a will but they want to put one in place?
Yeah, it's a legal document. So your solicitor is your first port of call. And also, I suppose it's down to yourself having the get-go to go and go to your solicitor and talk about it. And then tax is then an important part of it. So before a will would be signed off, it's to speak with your accountant or tax advisor. And there might be, depending on what assets are in the will, there might be other people that you need to talk to. But definitely the solicitor, because it's a legal document and you want it to be legally effective, they're your first port of call.
Absolutely. When it comes to tax then, there's a lot to consider, I think, for people when they are putting a will in place. So will you outline some of the main tax considerations people should be thinking about?
Yeah. So the tax rate on gifts or inheritances is 33%. So it's an extremely high tax rate. So that's why, as I said earlier, tax is an important piece of the puzzle. There are thankfully a lot of reliefs out there. And I might just, I suppose, break them down, because the reliefs, some of them apply to everybody. Others might just apply to people in business or with a farm. I suppose the first one is just that any assets inherited by a spouse would be exempt. And then what applies to everyone is what's called group thresholds. So we all have a group threshold. The first one would be with our parents. It's called Group A, but it would be a 400,000 threshold. The next Group B would be a 40,000 threshold. That would be your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren. And then Group C is 20,000, and that's all other people. So your in-laws or neighbours, friends. So I suppose to put those figures into perspective, if you have one daughter and you're giving her your house and your bank accounts, the house could be over 400,000 just given today's property prices. And then anything that's in the bank account, if the house is 400,000, one third of the cash that's there will go to revenue. Whereas you could look at, well, potentially giving, if she has three children, giving your three grandchildren 40,000 each, which would be 120,000, and that would be a tax saving of 40,000 to that family. I know those figures all sound big, so you can increase them or reduce them, but I suppose the tax, the 33% rate is there. And it's sometimes when you're looking at a will, it's just how can we tweak it a little bit more tax efficiently without changing the wishes of the person who's writing the will.
Absolutely. And there's so much to take in, and I suppose the different rates as you've gone through there with the different thresholds and things, yeah, and the different, yeah, groups that they apply to. So it's hugely important, I can imagine, if someone wants to make sure that they're doing the best that they can for their loved ones, that they do talk to experts like yourselves, you know, or their accountant, to make sure, I suppose, they're doing it in the right way, and the property they might be leaving behind or the money they might be leaving behind, that it's, I suppose, done in a way that's going to benefit the person they're giving it to the most.
Yeah, exactly, Amber. And, you know, they want the best for the person that they're giving it to, and not for them to be left with a big tax bill. And sometimes you might see a client having to sell that house because they have to pay revenue the money or take out a loan, you know, and they have the asset to take out that loan. But it just, again, it's just a bit of stress or increased administration work. So it's just to have a think about it. And if tax is payable and due, that's perfect. It's more that you've maximised the reliefs that are available, that are out there for the families.
And when it comes to someone then, maybe a business owner, for example, and they might be putting a will in place, should I say, they obviously would be looking after their family for certain aspects. But when it comes to the business side of things, do they need to look at different types of tax there?
Yeah, we would deal a lot with businesses in terms of this type of planning, exit planning for the entrepreneur. And if it is a family business, absolutely, definitely, you know, that's where the will and the planning takes a bit more time, because every parent wants to be equal, but you also have to be fair. And, you know, they're not the being fair and being equal are actually different things. So the importance of planning there, it's definitely, we're seeing more families, you know, shareholders agreement, family constitutions, more of that type of work coming in as well. But in terms of the reliefs that are there from a capital acquisitions tax perspective, so that 33% rate we mentioned for businesses, the reliefs that are there will, if your business is worth €1 million, revenue will reduce that €1 million value by 90% from a tax perspective, saying it's only worth 100,000. So then we're only looking at your son or daughter getting an inheritance of 100,000. So it's to reduce the market value of the business by 90% for tax purposes. It's a really important saving. With any of these reliefs, there's loads of conditions, and that's where, I suppose, the tax advice and ticking through all the conditions, making sure we're compliant. And I suppose just outside of that, Amber, it's, you know, the importance of businesses and small businesses, especially here in Kerry and throughout Ireland. SMEs are so important, and it's, you know, we also have to look at, does the next generation want the business? You know, there's loads of different factors, but the communication, the talking about it, the planning it from tax, legal, it's just so important.
It certainly is, and you've given some great advice there for people, you know, I suppose, as they look to their future as well. When it comes to farmers then, maybe, and the agricultural side of things, is that the same as the business, or is it different?
It's similar but different. So a lot of the conditions that are there for businesses, yeah, they're similar. So that 90% reduction in market value is the same. So if the farm is worth €1 million, we can get it down to 100,000 by way of agriculture relief. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of conditions. And one of the conditions, I suppose, when we're talking here today about wills, is that the beneficiary has to be 80% a farmer. So in terms of, like, what we've seen recently when looking at wills is, if someone is inheriting a farm and is also inheriting shares at the same time, that inheritance of shares may disallow the agricultural relief for them, because 80% of their assets have to be farming assets, and shares or investment properties, none of them are farming assets. So you might look at passing a farm during the lifetime as a gift and then passing the shares through the will. Mm-hmm. So it's the same person getting it. It's just timing so that we can benefit from the reliefs that are there.
Okay, that's very interesting. I wanted to ask you a little bit as well, Laura, about the dwelling house relief. What does that mean, I suppose? And can you explain, I suppose, the benefits again that it might bring for people?
So dwelling house relief, Amber, years ago it was extremely popular, but it has been tightened up. Some of the reliefs we've spoken about apply for gifts, so things that are passed during your lifetime. But dwelling house relief is only an inheritance, so through a will. And the person getting the house has to live with the person who has passed away for 3 years before that inheritance, and they can't have an interest in any other house. Mm-hmm. So it is a relief that's there. We don't see it that frequently, but if you are living with your parents or someone else, that it is a potential one, and it's one that we would check.
So I suppose it's hugely important, and we mentioned it already as well, but I think having heard what you've gone through there and the different aspects, it is hugely important that people do actually, you know, seek expert advice, isn't it, Laura? Because you want to make sure you're doing the right thing, I suppose, and that, as you said, no one gets caught with a big tax bill at the end of it, because it kind of defeats the purpose then.
Yeah, Amber, it's important for everybody, from families to the large businesses and the farms, to think ahead, and the communication, it's so important. And the tax can be such a massive bill on a family, and it is something that, if, you know, if thought ahead, there's potential for reliefs there. If the reliefs aren't there, at least it's known that there's going to be a tax bill attached to this. Yeah. And there's some planning you can do around insurance policies against the capital acquisitions tax. So I think, yeah, knowledge is key, and that communication part is key. We had a case recently as well, in terms of where there wasn't a will in place with a family, and the assets were distributed between 2/3 to the spouse and split between 2 children. And there was a family business involved. All was intended that the family business would go to the son, who was actively working in it, and the other sibling had a totally different career. And only for there being such a strong family unit, they were able to resolve that in a really amicable way post-death with no will. But that's just down to that family and credit to them. But, you know, it's just created a lot of conversations and a lot of, you know, that could have been done in advance, and just headaches, you know, that's so communication and professional advice, legal, tax, and there's definitely, you know, your Chagas advisor, your business advisor. Everyone wants the business to succeed, or the family to be in a better position, you know, so it's not having to pay a big bill over to revenue. So it is really important.
It certainly is. And you've given us great advice there. Just remind your listeners, if anyone maybe is considering putting a will together and they want to contact you, what's the best way to do it at CSG?
Yeah, at CSG, we have offices, as I said, here in Tralee or Killarney, both in the town centre. And on our website, csg.ie, we'll have our phone number and email address. So feel free to reach out to us.
Brilliant. It's fantastic. Laura, thank you so much for coming in and for talking to me this evening and for giving us lots of tips and advice. But it's been lovely to have you here.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Amber.